contract extension. The Giants receiver is currently in the fifth year of his rookie contract. He is due $8.46 million next season. Giants owner John Mara said Sunday, at 3-13, no players are untouchable in a trade. On Monday, the Redskins added a pass rusher for their front seven, signing free agent linebacker Pernell McPhee. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Napa Know-How. Right now, Mobile One full synthetic motor oil is just $5.99 a quart. Its advanced formula provides maximum sludge protection, defending your engine like a catcher defends home plate. So tell sludge to go kick rocks and get top-notch engine protection with Mobile One full synthetic, just $5.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 3/31/18.
GoToMeeting is the collaborative meeting tool trusted by over 18 million monthly users. But how do we make the concept of 18 million more real for you? Well, if you wanted to travel 18 million miles, you could go to the moon and back 36 times and still have a few miles left over for a detour. $18 million could buy you 4.5 million non-fat iced lattes, which would keep you caffeinated from now until the end of your career. Or if you took 18 million standing desk breaks, well, you'd probably be in great shape. Visit GoToMeeting.com to learn why so many people trust us to help them get work done.
My neighbors always ask me, hey, Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is four easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
A list of things that will let you down today. Your alarm clock, C-store coffee, public transportation, the office elevator, the sandwich you packed for lunch, the fifth floor printer, your cell phone battery, the shoelace you swore you double knotted, your hard drive, your backup hard drive, and of course, the weather. Brighten your day with something you can actually count on. GoToMeeting is the easy-to-use collaborative meeting tool that 18 million monthly users trust to help them get work done. To learn more about how you can meet better, visit GoToMeeting.com.
Back to the Todd Bromelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Game on!
Game on!
For those of you who have been letting us know, we are aware, by the way, that there are some issues, technical issues, with 106.3 FM, our South Gym in Iowa City. I always go back and forth between acknowledging this and acting as if everything is completely normal and okay here, but in an effort to let you know that we are indeed working on it. Yes, somebody is addressing the issue right now, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, some technical issues. You can still hear us on 1600 AM. If you are north of Johnson County, 107.5 FM, the North Gym here in Cedar Rapids, an option, as well as online, kgymradio.com, where you can catch the stream, or you can go back and listen to the podcast after the show is over today. Lots more to get to. We'll talk Iowa State's Pro Day with Alex Halstead from 24/7 Sports coming up in hour number three, an update on the A.J. Puck situation, and an interesting move today by the St. Louis Cardinals, which we'll get into. One of their top pitching prospects looks to be breaking camp with the team. He has not pitched above A-ball, and a name to keep an eye on. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. Tickets to see Hairball June 9th at Veterans Memorial Stadium. We'll give those away sometime before 7 o'clock as well tonight. But joining us on the program, always a friend of the program, looking forward to our most recent chat with former Hawkeye running back Akram Wadley. And Akram, how are things going as you get ready for a future, hopefully, in the NFL?
Everything is good. I'm just enjoying the process, and I'm just working hard.
What is this process like? You go through 3 months or so after the season where really working out and training your body is your full-time job. Scouts are talking about you, whether they're the scouts from the NFL or writers, and they pick every prospect apart. You hear a lot of negativity. You hear some praise, but it's kind of a whirlwind. What has this process been like for you?
This process has been like, you know, pretty a little hard to adjust, but you know, it's just been long, and it just all comes, you know. It's been easy, you know. I've been able to talk to a few Hawkeyes in the NFL that's been through it, guys like George Kittle, CJ Bether. They've been helping me out, giving me a heads up on different experiences. So it's been hard, but it's been easy.
What have your discussions, or have you had many discussions with teams at this point? What have they been like, if you have?
I spoke with a few teams that they let me know they was really interested in having a guy like me, you know, having me come play on the team. And all the discussion is just, you know, just getting me out there, seeing what type of person I am. You know, I had a lot of teams ask me about my family and, you know, just different types. You know, how is it at the University of Iowa? And, you know, it's been a lot of time.
Now, I think back to last year when Christian McCaffrey was drafted, and a lot of scouts looked at him and said he can catch the ball out of the backfield. He has very good speed and elusiveness in the open field. And I think a lot of scouts are saying the same thing about you. And just like Christian McCaffrey, he came from a pro-style offense. So did you. How do you think that'll help you adjust, or do you think that that helps you in the eyes of scouts moving forward?
Well, so far, the teams I've been able to visit, their offense is so similar to how we do things at, you know, Hawkeye. You know, our offensive playbook, the blocking schemes and the running schemes is, you know, it's similar to the NFL. And everywhere I've been, it just is so familiar because I've seen it before. Coach Ferentz and, you know, Coach Bryan, they done a great job preparing me, you know, for the next level.
Yeah, James Daniels talked a little bit about that yesterday. We're chatting with former Iowa running back Akram Wadley. Do you find that that's been a benefit to you, maybe giving you a leg up in the competition, the fact that Iowa does run that pro-style offense?
Yes, yes, of course. I've benefited from it a lot, and I'm just so excited. I talked briefly with Coach Ferentz yesterday. I just thanked him for everything, you know, giving me the opportunity to come play here and just believing in me. And they've done a great job.
When you're working out for NFL teams or working out in front of scouts, I think a lot of people will talk about the running back in this day and age in the NFL where they're going later and later and the draft teams aren't drafting them as high. How important is it for you to show versatility? Not that you're just a running back, but you can do many different things on the football field.
It's very important. You know, adds value to you, you know, as a back. If you versatile, you can catch, you can field punch, field kickoffs, you can play special teams, and not just run the ball. You know, it just adds value and it increases your draft stock. I was able to show these scouts I can catch the ball, you know, out the backfield. I can run, I can, you know, cut, I can catch punts, I can catch kickoffs, I can do, I play special teams. So it just adds value to you.
What's been the most difficult part of the entire process? Is it maybe coming across evaluations where teams are talking about some of the negative parts of your game as opposed to focusing on the positive? Or what have you struggled with as far as getting ready for the draft?
Well, I'm learning to take the good with the bad. I didn't really, like, struggle with anything in particular, but I know Senior Bowl and the Combine, you know, with teams, you know, pulling you, everything going on, you know, it's just been a little hard. But other than that, you know, I've been fine.
Now, Akram, I saw this, and Matt Weitzel, the SID at Iowa, says that a scout asked you to compete in the staring contest. Is that true?
Yeah.
How does that come about?
I have no idea. I was talking to – I can't even remember. I spoke with so many different scouts. I was just going along with everything, you know, just going along with the flow. And we were talking. And he just asked me, do I want to, like, have a staring contest? I was staring. No, that was kind of weird, but I'm like, whatever.
is that the weirdest request or question that you've gotten during this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Akram, I want to turn the tables on you here. I want to put you in the shoes of an NFL GM who may be looking at using a first-round draft pick. If you were an NFL GM, would you draft James Daniels in the first round? What's it been like playing with him these last couple years?
James Daniels, of course. I would draft him. He has depth to the line. He's a leader, and if you have a back that you want to protect, you have a QB you want to protect, he's that guy. You know, he's fast. He's faster than the average lineman, and you ain't got to worry about him. Like, his personality off the field, he's a team player, and he creates holes, you know, running behind him. And Sean Welsh and guys like Ike Boone, those guys, you know, they opened up holes and they took the stress off, you know, took the stress off the backs.
I know they're not on the offensive side of the football, but what about the defensive guys, Josie Jewell and Josh Jackson? What kind of player and teammate are an NFL team going to get in those two?
Josh is a straight out like dog freak, you know. He does things, you know, you can't coach. He got athletic, he got freakish, you know, athletic ability. You see him catch that interception with one hand, you know, that's legendary. He's fast, you know, and he's a hard worker. And, Josie Jewell, he's a great leader, you know, he's a winner, and you know, he just gets to the ball. He gets to the ball. He's mean, and he's going to be a great, you know, he's going to make a good team captain.
I go back a couple of years, and your coaches were talking about you the same way that you were talking about Josh Jackson and your ability. And this was kind of before you took the reins over as a starting running back. And I go back to that Northwestern game at Ryan Field, where it was really kind of your coming out party. How has your game kind of evolved as your career has gone during the course of your career, and as you've gotten more playing time and taken over as that number one back?
My game got better. You know, I got better every game. My knowledge for the game, you know, as far as reading the defense quick, seeing you know, processing information, getting up to the line. My knowledge for the game got better. My experience, you know, I got a lot of experience. I know how to be more, you know, patient and composed, you know, even when under stressful situations and conditions. And, I've been able to, you know, cut out a lot of negative things that, you know, I used to do in the past that I do now, you know, as far as making one step cuts, getting upfield more, being able to step out of tackles more, you know, just and another thing is, you know, get back to add more value to myself and production for the team. I've been able to, you know, fill, you know, kickoff returns. I've been able to catch out the backfield and make big plays.
Former Iowa running back Akram Wadley joining us for just a few more minutes. Have you gotten used to hearing that yet? Former Iowa running back.
Yeah, definitely. I was doing the signing in Des Moines not too long ago, and I just kept hearing that. That was something that just kept coming up.
What's it like to finally be able to make a little money off your name? This is something that comes up often with players that are going pro. You can finally get paid to do things like autograph signings.
Yeah, no. You got here, and I'm just happy. You know, I'm just happy to be able to play. You know, money, I know money's going to come, and I'm never too, you know, greedy to get money, but you know, I'm just ready to play.
I know you got asked about this yesterday, but what are your thoughts on Torin and Ivory is sort of taking over the mantle for you in the backfield next year for the Hawkeyes?
I feel like the Hawkeyes offense in 2018 is going to be a good hands. You know, I passed the torch down to them guys, and I expect nothing but, you know, 100-yard games from them guys. I know they're going to put them together, and I know they work hard. They're not selfish at all. They don't have big egos. You know, they come in, they work hard, they leave. So, you know, they're talented as well. So, you know, I expect nothing but great things from them guys.
Now, Akram, now that you're allowed to have Twitter, I noticed that your profile picture is you wearing the Pinstripe Bowl championship hat. And a lot of people go back to after your junior season, you had to make the decision as to whether you were going to come back to school or declare for the NFL draft at that time. Having made that decision, how important was it for you guys to get that bowl game victory monkey off your back?
That was big. Yeah, I'm glad you asked that. That was huge. we haven't won a bowl game in about 4 or 5 since I've been here. We haven't won a bowl game, and you know, just finally winning. You know, finally winning, going, you know, ending the season off. You know, that's going to go down to history, and that, you know, that's something nobody can take from us. Like we played in the cold, we played in New York. It was home for me, and you know, that's just huge. I always look. I just got finished watching that game actually on my laptop, the Pinstripe Bowl. That was a big game.
Last question before we let you go, Akram. How's mom doing? She joined us on the air during the season before one of your football games. Probably one of my favorite visits this football season, but she's got to be enjoying this process along with you, too.
She's fine. She's fine. She's just she's excited as I am, and she's just ready. She's been with me all the way, so we've been having a good time. She just we both just waiting.
Well, we are crossing our fingers and hoping for the best for you. And whether the NFL works out or not, I think you've still got some football left in you. Akram Wadley, we appreciate you taking the time to join us on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
One of the better players to chat with over the last couple of years, Akram, a guy who was always willing to tell you what was on his mind, except for when you were asking him about how he would prefer to be used out of the backfield. There were some questions as to whether or not he'd like to be used in space a little bit more last year by Brian Ferentz. And Rob Howe and I like to tell the story about chatting with him in Evanston after the Northwestern game and getting a string of no comments when it comes to that question, but a particularly strong talent that the Hawkeyes will certainly miss. But Torin Young, Ivory Kelly Martin, among a couple other players who may try to factor into the mix, but those two guys are the clear one and two going into the spring for the Hawkeyes. One of those guys is going to have to step up big time to fill that role next year. And they're going to be behind the eight ball a little bit because Sean Welsh will be gone. James Daniels will be gone. There's some holes to fill on that offensive line for whoever replaces Akram Wadley at running back for the Hawkeyes. But you mentioned it. There have been a number of guys that we've seen go to the NFL where there have been questions about their size or their ability to produce at the next level. And I think some of those questions remain with Akram, but we've seen other players dispel them, and hopefully he's going to get a legitimate shot. Maybe winning the staring contest. I don't know. Did he say that he won? He didn't give us the results, did he? He just said he participated in a... So maybe winning the staring contest is the deciding factor between a team taking a shot on him in the draft or not. Who knows?
He's going to get a shot, and he's going to have a career in the NFL. It's just a matter of where. And I think the right team has to get him. And I say this, and I know a lot of fans that will disagree, and a lot of fans will wholeheartedly agree. I don't think Iowa never really fully knew how to use him. They never really fully maximized what he was. They tried to keep running him between the tackles, and that's not the type of running back he is, and they weren't going to completely change their system for him. But he is one of the most game-breaking talents that they've had on offense in quite a long time. I came to this area in 2010, and he is by far the most explosive offensive talent that they've had in that time. So it's going to be about finding a use for him, which is a kind of that third down back. Those are big in the NFL. He could play a little slot receiver. I think he has the toughness to do that, and he showed that fact last year where most of his carries were between the tackles, and he still kept running hard throughout the course of the season, no matter how banged up he was. So best of luck to him at the next level.
Speaking of explosive, a little bit of news about the St. Louis Cardinals bullpen. They are calling up a prospect from the minor leagues. Looks like he's going to be making his major league debut on Thursday. Alex should be excited about this. We'll tell you all about him when we return. It's 5:22. You're listening to the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on all three KGYM frequencies. I'm being told by our listeners to the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, that all systems are go. You're hearing us crystal clear. So a big thank you to Tucker, our engineer, for addressing that problem and getting it fixed. Not only is he our engineer, but he is also the driver of the Winnebago. Back with more after this.
Have you been to the Fieldhouse lately? Yeah, the Fieldhouse. You know, the one and only Hawkeye Bar in Cedar Rapids. The sports bar where the food never takes second place. The famous happy hour that everybody loves. That's the one. the Fieldhouse. Bring your buddies for lunch this week. Stop in and grab a table or order online at fieldhouse1stav.com. Give your lunch hour a shot of black and gold pride at the Fieldhouse on First Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Every personal record you achieve makes you want to set another and another and another. That's what it feels like to be a sales consultant at Zeta 2.9, The Gym, and Smart FM. As your clients' businesses continue to win, you become even more passionate about helping them. And your success is supported by a bunch of sharp, creative, love this place people. We're adding someone to our tribe right now. So if you feel the way we do about this community, about working hard, and about helping local businesses, email steve at kzia.com to apply.
Back to the Todd Bromelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Look at this guy, so hopped up on goofballs and grass, he's got no idea what's going on.
No, maybe that's appropriate, since the Cardinals fan who was listening earlier today said I was smoking grass when I had Philadelphia grabbing a wild card spot in the NL and not the Cardinals.
No, I'm not going to ask questions like these NFL scouts that I don't want the answer to.
Hand me a Dixie cup, and I will gladly give you a specimen right now, especially after finishing off the extra large can of Monster, which, by the way, my doctor keeps telling me terrible for virtually all of your internal organs, especially your kidneys. But it gets me through 3 hours here on the airwaves in Eastern Iowa every day. We've got tickets to see Hairball June 9th. It's a Saturday night. They're going to be playing Veterans Memorial Stadium, and you can take those tickets home. They are on sale right now at kernels.com. They went on sale yesterday at 10 o'clock in the morning. You can take those tickets home sometime before 6 o'clock tonight. That's your cue to continue listening and listening closely. Major League Baseball season opens for everybody on Thursday. Teams are starting to finalize their rosters. The St. Louis Cardinals bullpen is a little bit of a question mark going into the season right now because Luke Gregerson, one of the guys that they brought in, a former Cardinal, they brought him back during the offseason. Looks like he's going to start the year on the disabled list. You've got Dominic Leone, whom I'm high on as a possible guy in the mix for saves. Tyler Lyons is coming up in the discussion. But a guy who was banished from big league camp early on this year is looking like he's going to break camp with the Cardinals, and that's Jordan Hicks, who was pressed into service over the weekend. He made a spot start, looked absolutely fantastic. This guy was in Peoria last year. Maybe you saw him at Veterans Memorial Stadium if you took in the Peoria Chiefs when they were in town taking on the Colonels. He's got a fastball that can touch 102 miles an hour. I think he was taken out of a high school in Tennessee a couple years ago. He sort of has flown under the radar. Just another typical success story where the Cardinals are able to go out and identify a guy who has it. And it is going to be in the mix now in the back end of that bullpen. If you're a fantasy baseball player, I'm not guaranteeing success here, but if you're in a league that rewards, say, holds and saves, because I don't know whether he's going to be pitching in the ninth or the eighth or the seventh, but it certainly sounds like they're going to look at him in a high leverage situation. The strikeouts are going to be there, and this is a guy I'm starting to have worries, concerns now, where I'm thinking of a Cardinals bullpen, let's say in August, that features Jordan Hicks and Alex Reyes both, because Alex Reyes I don't think is going to start for the Cardinals this year. I think they're going to ease him back into the major leagues and use him sort of in that Adam Wainwright role. Remember in 06 when the Cardinals played the Tigers in the World Series, Wainwright was the closer and transitioned into the starting rotation. I'm feeling a lot better about the Cardinals bullpen than I was 30 minutes ago when I made what could turn out to be a terrible prediction about them, although I do have them finishing second in the Central.
Todd, the bullpen was the reason they didn't make the playoffs last year. The bullpen completely let them down.
Well, and depending on what day of the week you talk to, our mutual friend Mike Matheny may have also played a role. He's either the greatest manager
or the worst.
There is no in-between. But I completely agree. Their bullpen was not up to St. Louis standards last year.
And I'm looking in the future, and you talk about Alex Reyes and Jordan Hicks, another name that he has to be a starter this year because they don't have anybody else. But Michael Wacha is a guy that could use heading to the bullpen as well.
I think it's gone from a weakness to a strength. And that being said, when Gregerson comes back, if Hicks doesn't come out of the gate strong, maybe he goes back to double A or triple A. He was supposed to start the year in double A Springfield. He's not pitched above high A ball. He was in Peoria for most of the year last year and then got promoted toward the end of the season to the Florida State League. But making the jump from A ball to the major leagues is easier said than done. But when you're pumping 102 mile an hour gas,
that'll help.
Especially, I saw him, he was a starter for Peoria last year, and yeah, that it's going to play up in short spurts where you only have to go worry about going an inning where you can just cut loose 102 miles an hour. We've seen it with guys like Aroldis Chapman. Chapman was a starter when he first came to the major leagues, and then everybody thought the Reds were crazy. Oh man, they're crazy for putting him in the bullpen. An arm like that, he should stay a starter. Well, the problem is most of those guys, the second or third time through the order, their control abandons them, or they start getting figured out by the lineup.
Michael Wacha, excuse me.
Can we still call him an Iowa City native? I know we've still got some Michael Wacha relatives in the area. I like that kid. And so here's the problem for me with the Cardinals, and I'm going to admit this as a Cubs fan. I follow the Cardinals organization almost as closely as I do the Cubs, and there are so many good guys in that organization. It's going to be a little bit easier for me to root against them this year because one of my favorites was Randall Grichuk, and he's with the Blue Jays now. It was really hard to root against the Cardinals when Randall was there. And I know he struggled a little bit last year, and Cardinals fans probably aren't necessarily all that sad to see him no longer wearing the birds on the bat. But good kid, easy to root for, and hopefully has some success north of the border in the American League this year. Let's send it over to Kyle. He's got a Midwest One Bank Big Board update, Midwest One, where you're the one.
Assistant Iowa football coaches Reese Morgan and Seth Wallace spoke with members of the media today in Iowa City as spring football gets rolling. Morgan offered a couple notes, including that Chauncey Golston is moving from defensive end to defensive tackle, and that the staff has agreed that an 8- or 10-man rotation on the line is the right move. Wallace also said he may consider a rotation at linebacker, and that Christian Welch, Jack Hockaday, and Amani Jones are all in the mix at Mike linebacker. Iowa State held its pro day today. Alan Lazard didn't do any athletic testing after he posted a good performance at the combine, but Joel Lanning was pleased with a 4.76 second 40-yard dash as well as 26 bench reps, which would have been fourth among linebackers in Indianapolis. He also revealed that the Raiders asked him about the possibility of playing fullback, and he says he's open to whatever gives him an opportunity. Megan Gustafson was named to her sixth All-American team today, being tabbed a second-teamer by the U.S. Basketball Writers Association. Cedar Rapids Washington product A.J. Puck is the top prospect in the Oakland A's farm system and the 32nd best prospect in baseball, but last week he was shut down by the team for what was initially thought to be a minor case of tendonitis. However, John Heyman is reporting this afternoon that there is growing concern that he may have a more legitimate ligament issue in his pitching elbow. Nothing official has been announced, but Puck is reportedly seeing doctors. A couple former Rough Riders have landed contracts in the NHL. Adam Gaudette played in Cedar Rapids in 2014-15 and signed an entry-level contract with the Vancouver Canucks. And Mitch Reinke played here from 2014 to 2016, and he signed a deal with the St. Louis Blues.
Also for the St. Louis Blues, they acquired Eric Foley, a former Cedar Rapids Rough Rider from 2014-2015 as well in the Paul Stastny trade, and he, according to reports, is expected to sign an entry-level contract with the Blues. Nothing official yet, but those are the reports.
Riders everywhere, all over the landscape.
Absolutely.
Well, if they've got any more laying around, maybe the Blackhawks can sign them, because the team is virtually unrecognizable.
That's what happens in hockey.
I know.
When they get old really quickly.
Well, and the salary cap.
Yes.
And you and I know this very well. The Blackhawks committed a ton of money to Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews, and because of that, they had to make some difficult decisions the last 2 years as far as which veteran guys they can keep around. And they've even had to trade some of the younger players, like Artemi Panarin, who I was a big fan of. Tough to see him go, and they're still trying to reconfigure things in Chicago, but it's been a rough season. The Blackhawks did not, or will not, I should say, make the playoffs this year. And as you know, if you're an NHL fan, virtually everybody makes the playoffs, so you got to be really bad to miss the playoffs. We will continue the baseball talk as well as hearing from some of the Iowa assistants. Reese Morgan and Seth Wallace met the media earlier today. We'll step aside real quick for what I believe to be a sports beat, correct?
Yes, it is. This bottom of the hour sports beat is brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. They're celebrating 14 years of service.
At Hawkeye Title and Settlement, if we had our way, every house, every store, pretty much every building would be painted black and gold. But alas, ours is not a perfect world. Hi, this is Steve Anderson, and our Hawkeye-loving staff has accepted that fact. So, no matter what color residential or commercial property you're selling or buying, we're here when you need efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services. Sorry, black and gold paint sold separately. Hawkeye Title and Settlement of Iowa City. You'll love our team just like you love the Hawks.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
It's good for the game. It's horrible for the game. I can't figure out which is more correct, but it's something, and it's incredible. I feel like I say this at some point around this time every year. What Connecticut's women's basketball team does on an annual basis is virtually impossible to grasp. How can this program not just be better than every other program every year, but be way better than every other program every year? Did you see what they did to South Carolina last night to go to the Final Four? South Carolina, by the way, won the national title last season. UConn was up 21 at halftime. They won by 29. If you didn't know, they also beat that same team by 25 in February at South Carolina. They routinely take teams and just bash their heads in. I know. They lost to Mississippi State last season. And the more I watch this UConn program humming along, the more incredible that becomes. UConn and Mississippi State are each a win from playing one another again. This time in the title game. My hunch? That would be great for women's college basketball. In 60 seconds, one and done, still none. And that's fantastic.
This tax season, AutoZone has everything your car needs. And now those parts and supplies come with more savings when you sign up for the AutoZone Rewards program. You'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more five times. And right now, get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or Synthetic High Mileage and an STP Extended Life Filter for $28.99 or upgrade to a Mobil 1 filter for $3 more. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
My neighbors always ask me, hey, Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
Missouri's Michael Porter Jr. is going to the NBA. He played like 53 minutes of college hoops. No shocker there. We knew that would happen. But how about one that was a shocker? Arkansas center Daniel Gafford is not leaving school early. Now, my TV job is on the SEC Network, and we all thought he was gone. He's a freakishly athletic big with a lot of handle and incredible shot-blocking ability. We knew he'd be good, but he blew everybody away. He's a first-rounder. Just not this draft. He's coming back, and it's a huge win for Arkansas and, frankly, for college basketball. Good to see a young man enjoy the college game so much that he isn't running for cash now. Maybe he wants to play in the band, too, next season. Who knows? Go find video of Daniel Gafford on the drums. You'll dig. For the record, Arkansas has still never had a one-and-done. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
Imagine you're given a new car of your choice. There's only one catch. This is the last car you're ever going to get in your life. You would baby that car. Well, you don't just get one car in your life. You get one mind and one body. And it's what you do today that determines how your mind and body operates years from now.
You have one body. Take care of it. Know more about you and your DNA. Order your 23andMe kit today at 23andme.com.
When you join the Fuel Rewards program at Shell and get instant gold status, you'll save on every fill, every day.
But you'll feel like you're unanimously voted MVP, not of the league, of the earth.
With gold status, you'll save 5 cents with every gallon.
But you'll feel like you've just been handed a championship trophy made from every other championship trophy.
That's what it feels like to have gold status with the Fuel Rewards program at Shell. Download the Fuel Rewards app, join, and start saving today. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Introductory offer valid for 6 months after activation. Limit 20 gallons at participating Shell stations. See fuelrewards.com/gold for full details.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 12 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Wow. It's kind of intimidating to be in the presence of so many great athletes.
You haven't heard any of these, have you? They're all coming as a surprise
to
you. Yeah, some of them are better than others. Welcome back in. All three KGYM frequencies with you right now, and that's a good thing. 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, our South Gym in Iowa City, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. Why is it a good thing? Well, because I know we got hairball fans listening to all three frequencies, and if your caller number is 6 right now to 319-366-1600, you're going to take home a pair of tickets to see hairball Saturday, June 9th at Veterans Memorial Stadium, home of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Should be a great show. Tickets are on sale right now. You can buy them online at colonels.com or, as we said, just be caller number 6 right now, 366-1600. Kyle will let us know who our winner is. And by the way, while we're talking about the Colonels, we are very close to opening night for the Colonels. They open on Saturday, April 7th against the Quad Cities River Bandits. And we're going to be giving away a 4-pack of tickets tomorrow during the 6 o'clock showdown for opening night with the Colonels.
Now, Todd, did you see this other minor league baseball story about a certain minor league baseball player who used to play football hitting 056 this spring and then getting a promotion to AA in the Mets organization?
I believe you're talking about Timmy Football.
Yes,
Tim Tebow.
That's who I'm talking about.
And no surprise
here. He's
getting
here. To the majors, isn't
he?
He's going to make the major leagues.
He will. Look, if the Phillies or the Braves finish ahead of the Mets this year, and I do have the Phillies finishing ahead of the Mets, if the Mets are a third-place team, Tim Tebow will be in the major leagues at some point this year. There's a hot take for you, Badger Mike, listening to us
with the best text
in
the
Northeast
day,
Iowa. Well, you know, it's not all that far off base.
No, he's absolutely right.
And on the text line, just texting a creepy picture of Michael Wacha, it looks like he's staring into the depths of my soul. I'm suddenly nervous about the Cardinals. I think I jinxed them by not putting them in the playoffs, and now all of a sudden that bullpen looks like it's going to be a strength.
Well, maybe, potentially. But with that pitching staff right now, the way it is, I can't pick the Cardinals to get to the playoffs. The starting rotation and the bullpen right
they
now.
They do have some young names on the way.
Yes.
But Hicks is one of those names.
He's
going to start the year in the bullpen.
He's never pitched above A ball. And I love the fact that they're bringing him up. There's not a lot of depth in the bullpen. Brings a guy up who is at least exciting with some stuff. But for a unit or a part of your team that was a clear deficiency last year in the bullpen, I don't think it's gotten a whole heck of a lot better.
While we're talking about minor league pitchers, and boy, does this make fantastic radio, the Texas Rangers earlier today assigned to their AAA affiliate Round Rock the one and only Big Sexy Bartolo Colon. There is no guarantee that he's going to be with them for any length of time, but if you are so inclined and a Bartolo Colon fan, I would circle May 12th on your calendar right now, because if you are not going on the KGYM bus trip with us to Wrigley Field, maybe you'll be at Principal Park, because the iCubs host Round Rock on May 12th. But if you want to go with us to Chicago, which I think is going to be way more fun, and quite frankly, just as big and sexy as Big Sexy himself, details are available on our website, kgymradio.com. It's $150 a person. It includes round trip motor coach, deluxe motor coach transportation to and from Wrigley Field, and your ticket to the game. And these are good seats. You're not in the 400 level. These are not nosebleed seats. I've sat in a similar section. I sat in a similar section for the World Series and enjoyed my view. Down the third baseline, 200 level seats at Wrigley Field.
I bet those were cheap.
I had a connection, and that's all I'll say. Which, by the way, you and I were talking about this earlier. The number one question that you and I get a lot of times, can we get tickets to things for people?
No, we cannot.
What can we get?
We cannot get any tickets. We have no connection to any sort of tickets, but if you want hard copy books.
Books.
We can help you out with
Everybody
that.
Everybody wants to send us books to read and get authors on the air. Sometimes you hear the authors on the air with us. As a matter of fact, this is unrelated to his Joe Madden book, but we will have Jesse Rogers of ESPN Chicago on with us tomorrow to help preview the Cubs, who open the season Thursday in Miami against the Marlins. But going back to the bus trip, $150 a person. Children are welcome. You need to accompany them and, of course, pay for them. But this is a trip for all ages. You don't have to be a Cubs fan. You don't have to be a White Sox fan. You don't even have to be a baseball fan. Maybe you've always wanted to see Wrigley Field, and this is going to be the best opportunity for you to do it. $150 will get you that on Saturday, May 12th. Again, the details on our website, kgymradio.com. Let's tip our cap to Nick in Monticello. He is the winner tonight of our second pair of hairball tickets. They're going to be rocking Veterans Memorial Stadium on Saturday, June 9th. So congratulations going out to Nick. We've got audio to play later on in the program from Iowa assistant coach Seth Wallace. We'll hear from Alex Halstead at 24/7 Sports. But first, Reese Morgan also talked with members of the media today. Here are a couple highlights. You're going to hear Reese talking about the depth on the defensive line as well as at least one position move, and then what he would like to see as far as the number for the rotation, not only this spring but this fall. So Iowa assistant coach Reese Morgan earlier today in Iowa City.
About the defensive tackle depth now that Nixon isn't.
That's a great question, and that's probably, you know, what keeps you up at night worrying about things. Nathan Budge did a great job, as did Jake Hewlett and Daniel Gaffey. Those three seniors provided us with great leadership on the field, on the field during games, on the practice field, and in meetings. So all three of those guys were valuable guys. Nate played really well. We're worried about it because Matt's out right now with the injury. Nate's out, and Cedric is our returning guy. So Sed is in there, and you really like what he's doing right now, his approach. Certainly there's technical things that have to improve, but his attitude right now, his demeanor, his accountability to the rest of the guys in the room, he's hard on himself, and that's a good situation. At the other tackle, we've got Brady Reef, who is healthier, much healthier than he was last season during the middle to late part of the season, and he looks fresh. And then we've got Garrett Jansen, who we used in a lot of pass rush situations last year, and he's really shown some improvement. And then we kind of slid a guy in there from the defensive end position. We had, last year, a year ago at this time, we were talking about moving Matt Nelson in. We've asked Chauncey Golston to slide in there just to get him some reps and some experience, and he's doing a very good job.
What prompted moving Golston inside, and do you feel like that could be a long-term solution?
I don't know. That's interesting. It's a really good question, and because we have some good tackles, but we're undersized inside. All you have to do is look at our depth chart and watch us, and we've got. We're a little strong on the outside with Matt going down. So it gives another opportunity for a young man to move inside. And Chauncey's aspect, the difference between a heavy five technique at a defensive end and a three technique as a defensive tackle is you're on a guard instead of a tackle. And, if you're tilted one, you're just like a crash end, only you're a little closer. So, football's still football. You have a little different responsibilities. And if we can simplify it, in our teaching, I think that helps him in his transition. But, it's an opportunity to get a guy, and he's done very well. He showed some great improvement during bowl prep. And, we saw that gradually coming. But, it just gives an opportunity for a guy to get more opportunities to show what he can do on practice and help the team.
After getting that solid 8-10 guys developed, could you sense that it helped you guys performance-wise in the second half of the year?
No question about it. no question. And as a coach, you're very, very protective and you're nervous about it. But when we saw Sam Brinks out there making plays in that Penn State game, and you know you saw Brady and Garrett and all the guys, AJ and Matt, and these guys are playing at a high level, and I think it's great for the camaraderie and the morale of the group, and it really fresh bodies help. Even though there might be a guy that may be slightly better at one or the other, slightly better in the run game or maybe a little better in the pass game, but collectively it certainly helps our team if we have the guys that can do it, and they have to earn the trust by the way they practice.
A little bit of a sampling of what Reese Morgan had to say earlier today in Iowa City. The veteran has coached on both sides of the line for the Hawkeyes. You get the idea that he's the most valuable member of Kirk Ferentz's coaching staff. And Kirk has said, I believe it was 2 years ago in Chicago at Big Ten Media Day, he was asked about Reese Morgan and the eventuality that Reese will retire someday. And he got rather emotional talking about that and said he'd have to hire two, maybe three coaches just to replace the one spot because of how hard Reese Morgan works. And I've chatted with Reese about this at Media Day a couple years ago, and he got emotional discussing retirement. Well, he got emotional again today. A question was posed to him about his philosophy and what he likes so much about his profession. And this is probably, to me, the most interesting thing that came out of today's news conference with Reese Morgan. And again, you'll hear Seth Wallace coming up in the 6 o'clock hour as well tonight. He also spoke to the media, but this is a couple minutes long, longer than we would normally play a single clip, but this is Reese Morgan getting emotional discussing his love for what he does for a living.
What is it that you like about teaching the game, to no matter what the age of the player is and the person?
I think the thing that most people like to see is to take a difficult task, try to put it in terms that is easy to understand, and then to see them go out and try to execute it. You film it. The next day, you go back in the meeting room, and all of a sudden, they maybe don't master it, but they understand what you're trying to say, and they're trying it. They're getting out of their comfort zone, and they're trying to do what they're coached to do. You know, and to see that is really rewarding. And then probably the biggest payoff is when it's over with. And they come back, or you get a letter, and that's the biggest payoff. That's what you really love, and you can't buy that. It's just like the locker room. You can't get that feeling. You guys are, get to take the moments that people remember forever. We get to, see that in the locker room, and it's really special. But it's about the relationships. It's about the guys. It's about them growing and learning and them understanding that it's a game, but it's even more than a game. So, if that makes any sense.
So the reward of especially at this level, like taking that freshman who's 235 pounds, 5 years later they're 270. They go from they can't even put their hand down on dirt the right way. They don't step with the right foot.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you watch them develop, and then in that one game, I remember Jim Reed a few years ago. Kind of similar emotions, saying how he watched James Morris and Anthony Hitchens and the way they developed. Is it the same for you, the reward?
Very much so, very much so. And I think that's a great comment because, you take the guys that play on the field, but how about those guys that are at practice each and every day, working just as hard without getting the notoriety, and those guys, to see them grow and develop and to see their progress. It's such a rewarding, it's not a job. It isn't a job. You just feel so lucky to be doing it. But the growth is great.
How do you not like Reese Morgan? You don't even have to be an Iowa fan to embrace that, right? Getting that emotional, discussing how much he loves the impact that he has on young players. He was a high school coach long before Kirk Ferentz asked him to join him on the Iowa staff, I believe, prior to year number two. Reese has almost been there from day one. He was the first addition to Kirk Ferentz's coaching staff, if I recall correctly. That's raw emotion. You can't script that. It's not phony. If you know Reese Morgan, you know that's a guy who absolutely loves his job, but he loves the young men that he's working with more than he loves his job, which is saying something. And that's also the guy, look, Drew Ott, Chad Greenway, a lot of these guys are Reese Morgan players. He has looked under a lot of rocks in a lot of places, eight-man football in the state of Nebraska, eight-man football in western Iowa, everywhere. He's probably the most well-traveled coach on Kirk Ferentz's staff, and yeah, he's going to face retirement at some point sooner rather than later, but right now, still a member of the coaching staff, and hopefully you enjoyed hearing a little bit of what he had to say earlier today. We are going to play some of Seth Wallace's comments. He also spoke after Reese Morgan. I don't know how you follow Reese Morgan, but Seth Wallace did that earlier today.
Is it bad that I found it more interesting? Not to say that I didn't think that what he was just talking about was compelling, but I found it more interesting him trying to describe the difference between playing a five technique and a three technique. Is there something wrong with me?
No, because you're a football nut, just like I'm a baseball nut who is losing my mind at the news that the Cardinals are going to bring a pitcher up who hasn't thrown above a ball. He's going to make the opening day roster, and I just picked him up in the one fantasy league where I didn't already own him.
And just as I find it interesting that a sophomore who weighed in at 227 pounds last year and Chauncey Golston is going to be moving from defensive end to defensive tackle. That is a we'll see how that works out.
We do know that Iowa's pretty stacked at defensive end, especially with A.J. Epenesa listed number two on the depth chart behind Parker Hesse. So as Mark Morehouse of the Gazette tweeted earlier today, that is a position on the interior of the defensive line where you could see a lot of guys cycled in there to try to find the right mix. But Golston's certainly a player to keep an eye on. Do we need to keep it here, or are we going to step aside? You tell me.
We can keep it here.
We'll keep it here. Kyle has rejoined us. He's got a Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. Midwest One, with over 40 locations across the corridor for all your banking needs.
Assistant Iowa football coaches Reese Morgan and Seth Wallace spoke with members of the media today in Iowa City as spring football gets rolling. Morgan offered a couple notes, including that Chauncey Golston is moving from defensive end to defensive tackle, and that the staff has agreed that an 8- or 10-man rotation on the line is the right move. Wallace also said he may consider a rotation at linebacker, and that Christian Welch, Jack Hockaday, and Imani Jones are all in the mix at middle linebacker. Iowa State held its pro day today. Alan Lazard didn't do any athletic testing after he posted a good performance at the combine, but Joel Lanning was pleased with a 4.76 second 40-yard dash as well as 26 bench reps, which would have been fourth among linebackers in Indianapolis. He also revealed that the Raiders asked him about the possibility of playing fullback, and he says he's open to whatever gives him an opportunity. Megan Gustafson was named to her 6th All-American team today, being tabbed a second teamer by the U.S. Basketball Writers Association. Cedar Rapids Washington product A.J. Puck is the top prospect in the Oakland A's farm system and the 32nd best prospect in baseball, but last week he was shut down by the team for what was initially thought to be a minor case of tendonitis. However, John Heyman is reporting this afternoon that there's growing concern he may have a more legitimate ligament issue in his pitching elbow. Nothing official has been announced, but Puck is reportedly seeing doctors. A couple former Rough Riders have landed contracts in the NHL. Adam Gaudette played in Cedar Rapids in 2014-15. He signed an entry-level contract with the Canucks, and Mitch Reinke played here from 2014-16, and he signed a deal with the St. Louis Blues.
That'll do it for hour number two. Hour number three is on the way after this. Mentality and LowTUSA.com, a website to check out to learn more about the Men's Health Clinic, which is located right in your backyard in North Liberty. They specialize in treating men for low testosterone. Guys, especially 40 and older, very susceptible to what is a natural occurrence. That's the lowering or erosion of testosterone in a man's body. Testosterone's sort of like guy fuel. It does a lot of things that make you feel like a guy, and when that level starts dipping, well, you can sort of see the effect of it in your everyday life, sometimes to the point where it starts affecting the quality of life, and that's where Mentality can step in and help you. They've got a 90% success rate of successfully treating men for low testosterone, regardless of their physical condition. Check them out online, lowtusa.com. Alex Halstead joins the program next.
Message and data rate.